okay? Just take a nice deep breath in for the count of three and out for the count of five. Breathe in the very deep. And exhaling really long and slow. And when you breathe in, I want to imagine all of the nice things in your life. I want to imagine the good things, things that make you happy. Maybe your loved ones. Feel that calmness, that relaxation filling your body. And then when you breathe out, I want to breathe out all of those negative thoughts and feelings. All of the worry, or the stress, anxiety, frustration, anger, and pain. Breathe it out. So your body fills with all those good thoughts and feelings and emotions. Pushes out all of those negative feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Your whole body is filled with relaxation, calmness, and happiness. In, two, three. Out, two, three, four, five. Deep breath in, two, three. Out, two, three, four, five. I want you to do this, making yourself lovely and comfortable. I want you to close your eyes and just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course you'll be aware of all of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building and sounds from outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, the more noises you hear, the more relaxed you're going to feel. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you could just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, your eyes and your eyelids. Cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax. You can actually feel the skin smoothing and settling out. Now it might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever is best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and your shoulder muscles now. Into the tops of your arms, letting all the tension just drain away as you think on down through your elbows. Into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands. Right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all of the muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing you're breathing even more steadily and even more slowly as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down through your stomach muscles. Letting all of those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine, just let those muscles relax. And your waist and your main thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees, down through your shins and calves, just allowing all of those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through to your feet, to the very tips of your toes, all of the muscles of your body are beautifully relaxed and easy. Very, very lazy. And now you find yourself so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody needing anything. Just taking this time for yourself. Just to let go and relax. And while you're laying there, just imagining how beautiful and comfortable you feel. Opening your mind. I want you to imagine as vividly as you can, you're on top of a beautiful, warm, softly lit staircase with 10 steps to go down. It's all covered in a beautiful soft carpet in your favourite colour and design, with a wonderfully smooth hardwood handrail at the side. At the bottom of the staircase is a door, and behind the door is a room, your own special room where nobody ever goes but you. Now in a moment or two, I'm going to count all the way down from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, you can imagine that each number is a step on this staircase. Another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So by the time I get to 0, you'll be as relaxed as you could ever be. So take a deep breath in for 3 and out for 5 and 10. Take the first step down now. There's plenty of time and there's no need to hurry. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed and you're moving down easily. 8. Another step down now into relaxed calmness. 7. Imagining how it feels as your hand glides down that stair rail. 6. Going deeper now and deeper. 5. Feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now and still deeper. 3. Your breathing is becoming slower now and steadier. 2. A wonderful calmness is just sweeping over you. 1. Almost all the way down now. Just one more step to go. To 0. And now you find yourself in front of a door of your own special room. Study it for a moment, noticing the colour and design and looking at the texture and the pattern of the handle, and understand that this room is always here for you in your thoughts. You can always find it just by going down that staircase of calmness and relaxation in your mind. You open the door and you move easily inside the room. It's comfortable and warm inside here and it's softly lit. It's furnished exactly how you want to make it. Absolutely perfect. Make it truly vivid in your mind, catching the smell of it and the feel of it, as well as the way it looks. And in the middle of the room is a comfortable bed. A wonderfully luxurious and comfortable bed. And you just dawdle lazily over to it and flop yourself down, enjoying that deep sense of tranquility that sweeps over you as you sink down into the cushion. And now you're so deeply relaxed. The suggestions that you hear will have an immediate and permanent effect on your subconscious mind. You will hear every word that I speak, even though you may find your mind wandering at times. Because right now, nothing else matters. Nothing except this wonderful feeling of relaxation that you're experiencing. At this moment, it's as though you haven't got a care in the world. Nobody wants anything and nobody needs anything, and there's absolutely nothing at all for you to do except to relax and let go. And just enjoy the feelings that are being generated within you. Now in a moment I'm going to ask you to visualize certain things, and you'll find by imagining the scenes I describe, you'll be so totally engrossed and absorbed that you'll actually feel and experience yourself there. And all of the emotions that have been bothering you until now will sort themselves out. Rather like a jigsaw with all random pieces falling into place to make the whole picture. The true picture of security and serenity. This is your new reality. And I'd like to suggest that you create a magnificent day. You're out in the country, perhaps a place that you've always wanted to visit, or some distant memory of a wonderful place where you have been before. You're walking along a track, and in the distance you see a beautiful cottage with a thatched roof. It's surrounded by large trees boasting white and pink blossom, and white roses which are in full bloom. There's a lovely garden with a trellis and an archway covered in honeysuckle and sweet smelling jasmine. Take a nice deep breath in and smell the fragrance of those beautiful flowers. The sun is shining and the whole scene is bathed in a lovely golden glow. Now further to the left is the sea. You may hear it in the distance. It's a very rugged part of the country, and as you approach the cottage you can hear the sounds of the waves splashing against the seawall. But you know your cottage is protected, and somehow you know it's a very, very safe place to be. Now the cottage has remained inhabited for a long time, neglected and somewhat run down, but you can see the potential and you have a dream of how it can be. You enter the cottage by the ivy-covered door, and looking around you can see there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But you know you can do it, because you have the ability to do not only the things you have to do every day, also the things that you really want to do, that fear of failure, because this is your dream cottage where you're going to live in harmony. And because it's yours, you are the only one who can make it just how you want it to be. You're filled with motivation and determination to sort your house out and make it exactly how you want it to be. But looking around you see there's rubbish scattered around, and the first thing you must do is clear up the mess. After that you can tackle the rooms one at a time, but right now you find a big black bin bag and you go around picking up all of that rubbish and place it into the bin bag. Now that rubbish you see represents all the unwanted feelings, thoughts that you've been experiencing over the last few months, years, days. And until you get rid of all of this, then you can't start making and improving your house. So right now, here in the safety of your own place, I want you to identify each unwanted feeling, thought or emotion and just get rid of it the best way you know how. Now, there may have been feelings of hurt or resentment. If so, see how your rubbish resembles the personal experience that caused it. For example, if it was somebody that hurt you, you may see a photograph of them or something that they used to wear. Or maybe it's the words that are used. I want you to pick it up and put it in that black bin bag. Now, if your association is with a place, you can see an old ticket to that place or some other symbol that's acceptable to your unconscious mind. Or there may have been feelings of frustration, jealousy, guilt, sadness, and loss. Your unconscious mind is identifying all of those things right now. Things that caused you pain, or feelings of inadequacy or hopelessness. Whatever it is, it's here waiting to be disposed of. Put them in that bin bag. You don't need them anymore. You want to be free of all of that emotional baggage, so you throw them away. And when you've identified and put all of those negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, or whatever else has been making you feel unhappy, I want you to tie up that bin bag with a very strong knot and place it outside the door of your cottage. Wait for the refuge collectors to come. Now I'm going to be quiet for a moment while you put in all of that rubbish into that bin bag. And then we're ready to move on. Now you may decide to come back if you feel you've missed anything and continue to dispose of any unwanted thoughts, feelings or emotions. But when you're ready, you can begin to work on your cottage one room at a time. You start by doing good things for yourself. Do simple things at first, like treating yourself to something special. Looking in the mirror and smiling and telling yourself that you love who you are. You identify all the nice things about your personalities. What qualities would your best friend say you had, or the person who loves you most? Perhaps play soft music in your cottage, light scented candles, and decorate it with your favourite things. Just make it a place to relax, a room where you can come and visit and work on any issues that you'd like to improve. Have an interest room, a creative corner where you can become so totally and completely absorbed in doing something that you really love to do. But keep your cottage tidy and clean and look after any areas that are in need of repair. There is a lot to be done. But you have the ability and the desire to start working and getting it just how you want it to be. And you know more than you think you know. You trust your subconscious mind, you love and respect yourself, you do good things for yourself, and you feel really good about yourself. And this makes others feel good about you. And it is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increase self-worth, recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you. Negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It's so easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do things differently next time Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all the time and sometimes get it wrong. And it's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and that they are trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those feelings that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot, so that gods will know that you're not challenging them. You're just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. Now, as you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can become aware of all those heavy feelings of legs and arms. Your entire body seems to float in time and space. And these sensations that allow you to know that you've just travelled from one state of awareness to another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder if you can allow those feelings to continue, those comfortable, relaxed sensations of body and mind, as you drift and dream, as my voice drifts with you. You look to the future in a way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, are attractive, intelligent, and capable. And in this way, you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look at the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities. Seeing those opportunities clearly, intensively aware that all of your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be. Special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now, you're taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things, and you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it's with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilising your highest potential, your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You'll find it easy to concentrate on what's important to you. Your subconscious mind helps, and it helps you in those ways, reminding of your successes, of your positive abilities, of your special qualities. Other people appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day successes. Now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself. You become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input to every situation. Once a bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself, that interesting, positive person that you are. You now can be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now with greater clarity each and every day that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. Now take a deep breath. Relax yourself from head to toe and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured. And you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind and all the fear of self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish their entirety, all those unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control. And it will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. And as you lay there in your bed or in your comfortable place, still feeling so deeply relaxed, knowing that you're going to have the best sleep you've ever had. Knowing that when you wake up, the right time for you, you're going to feel nice, refreshed, positive and ready for the rest of your day. Accepting challenges in a calm and relaxed way. Feeling good about yourself, feeling good about others. But right now, go to sleep, deep, deep sleep, deeper and deeper than ever before. Breathing slower, steadier. And down, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper.